Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Derek Prince describes demons as persons without bodies. He said that they have real and distinctive personalities. And this makes sense because if you've ever read the book of Luke, in chapter 8, Jesus encounters a demon-possessed man. And in Luke chapter 8, verse 30 and 31, the Bible says, Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him. And they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. Now, a Roman legion has 6,000 men. And so this man was saying he had 6,000 demons in him. This is evident because he was oppressed in the worst way. Because the Bible states that he lived in the tombs, meaning that the demons had isolated him. He was far from society, far from the living, and far from his loved ones. This is one thing I want you to notice about demonic oppression. The devil loves to isolate people. The devil loves to corner people and get them alone with no support because we're all more vulnerable alone. We need people to pray with. We need people, Bible-believing Christians, to fellowship with so that we can encourage one another in Christ. But demons hate this. And so they separated this man from anyone who could stand with him or pray with him. Now, this demon-possessed man was also in a state of filth and uncleanliness. He was naked, homeless, and wandering. The Bible says in Mark chapter 5, verse 3-5, "He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and cutting himself with stones." So people tried to bind him with chains, but even chains couldn't restrain him under such demonic influence. But my friend, let me tell you, that one word from Jesus Christ, and that man was released from that demonic state. One encounter with Jesus Christ, and this man was freed. It only took a single meeting with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for this man to be restored. What I love about Jesus Christ is that regardless of the state you're in, there is no person on this earth that is God-forsaken. This man had a legion of demons, 6,000 demons. He was possessed in every meaning, but yet Jesus Christ would not abandon him. Jesus didn't forsake him. No matter how unclean or how oppressed he was, Jesus Christ didn't leave him. And this is what we should know today as believers. You might be unpopular, you might be unclean even. Regardless of your state, should you be willing, Jesus Christ will never leave you out. You may be bound and tied up, but Jesus Christ can speak a word into your life and set you free. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 is another verse I want to give you in order to really illustrate why the mind is so crucial in this context. It says, "In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." Again, we see a reference to the mind. So how does the devil blind the minds of people? I believe it's through the formation of strongholds. He uses deception to lure people into captivity and into a mindset where they are oppressed and bound. However, let me make it abundantly clear that as children of God, we reject the enemy's schemes. We rebuke every seed that the enemy attempts to plant in our minds.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We trust in the blood of Jesus Christ to break every chain, and we look to Jesus to continually help us to work out our salvation. So if there is an area that you can identify in your life, don't be condemned, but be convicted to fight the good fight. So how do you identify a stronghold? Well, the best way to identify what the stronghold you face in your life is, you have to look at the area in your life where you face a constant battle, the area that you struggle the most. And the reason you need to identify this is because the devil is cunning and deceitful. He will know what the giant or stronghold struggle with is. And so we need to be alert, because the devil will plant a seed in your mind, a seed that he will attempt to entice you with. And should you bite the bait, not only will that seed lead you to fall into sin or oppression, but it then opens the door to a potential stronghold or some kind of bondage. As an enemy, the devil will never present someone else's weakness or struggles to you. He will not plant a thought about alcohol when he knows you struggle with lust. No, he will always find the area that you are the weakest in, and he will use that against you. That's why it's so important for us to be honest with ourselves and look introspectively at the areas we need deliverance from, because the enemy will see that as a route to disrupt our walk with Christ. This point is supported by 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11, where the Bible says, "So that we would not be outwitted by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his designs." The devil is witty and has evil designs, so we must be diligent. We must be vigilant. We must be alert and always on guard against any potential breach by the enemy in our minds. Now, I would like to point out the different types of strongholds that we can potentially face. Giants and strongholds come in different forms, sizes, and shapes. Here are some common strongholds that affect people's lives: unforgiveness, manipulation, pride, lying, drunkenness, sexual sin, anger, fear. Let me just highlight a couple of examples. Fear is a stronghold because we are told that God has not given us a spirit of fear. That's something that we are not given. But when someone becomes ruled by fear and governed by the spirit of fear, then it becomes a stronghold. This is not to say you cannot feel fear. You can. But children of God are not, should not be ruled by fear. And when it comes to unforgiveness, we are told in the book of Matthew to forgive 70 times 7, which symbolizes boundless forgiveness. So for anyone who keeps grudges, who keeps a scorecard, that becomes a stronghold. apart from opening up the door to sin in your life. It's also important to have awareness of all the other places where strongholds or giants can come from. Unrepented sin, family bloodlines, false or wrong patterns of thinking. So, how can unrepented sin become a stronghold? Well, let's take this man as an example. A Christian man who lies consistently. He is aware that he's lying and persists to lie. He chooses not to repent because in his mind, he feels the need to tell all of these lies. Otherwise, how is he going to look at people and what will they think about him? He doesn't want to give off the wrong impression. He wants to fit in. Well, going back to our definition at the very beginning, a stronghold is a mindset that hinders your growth. So it's important to realize that his skewed way of thinking will hinder his growth as a Christian. As this man continues to practice the activity of sin and continues to lie without repenting, and I mean without truly repenting and turning away from sin, he doesn't realize it, but it becomes a stronghold. So how can this man be delivered? Well, the solution for this man is A, he gains knowledge of the Word of God. If he starts spending time in the Word of God, he will find out that Proverbs 12:22 says, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight." B, when he finds out point A, that God hates lying lips, this is where the renewal of the mind starts to take place. Where he thought he needed to lie or had to lie because he wants to maintain a certain image, his thought process now starts to shift into alignment with God's word. C, this is where the conviction of the Holy Spirit comes in and causes this man to repent and have a desire to turn away from that sin. Now, this entire process takes a bit of time because you don't renew your mind or change your thought process to God's word in a day. You need to meditate and dwell on his word, allowing the Holy Spirit to work in your heart and break that stronghold. This is a very simple illustration, but I hope it gives you some clarity on how strongholds form and how we can be set free.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.